This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Earlier this week, state officials released tax receipts for collections made at the end of January. Those collections reflect the month of December, a busy shopping season. Revenues are over $18 million than currently projected. Governor Dennis Dugard says he is cautiously optimistic about the numbers.
The admonition I will always be giving to the legislature is let's be careful and not be too rosy in our projection. We can always spend the money after it arrives. If we project something that doesn't show up, then we end up having to cut the budget, and that's a bait and switch from the vantage point of someone who's expecting payments and then is surprised when they are suddenly cut.
Dugard says if the state collects more than anticipated, that money goes to increasing state employee wages. On Monday, two of the state's economists will meet with the Appropriations Committee to set revenue projections. They will adjust the current fiscal year and set projections for next fiscal year as well. Once revenues are set, lawmakers will start crafting the budget. The city of Aberdeen is losing the Northern Plains Sustainable Society Winter Conference. The event has happened since 2013, but leaders say it's outgrown the hotel where it has been held. The convention moves to Fargo, North Dakota next year. Last month's conference drew nearly 600 people, 55 vendors, and a number of speakers. Officials with the Sustainable Society say the large convention had issues with dining areas, vendor space, and workshop areas. Casey Weissmantle with the Aberdeen Convention and Visitors Bureau says the group tried to keep the convention there. He says the loss will cause a significant economic hit for Aberdeen. Over in Watertown, the state high school gymnastics meet takes place today and tomorrow. Watch live coverage at stpb.org. A winter weather advisory for the Southwest through this evening. You're with STPB.